Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
World is flooding down in Texas. All of the telephone lines are down.
Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. I'm Jim Blasingame. Not late, great yet. Still here. Not dead yet. 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That last one is the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Hope you check that out when you get a chance. Dr. Gene Greisman, one of my favorite people on the planet. One of our longtime original founding members of our Brain Trust, and an Emmy-winning television journalist, an author extraordinaire. He's probably would be a Renaissance man if I knew he played an instrument. I think he plays. Don't you play piano?
I play clarinet.
Clarinet. Okay. Clarinet. Well, there you go, folks. That seals the deal. He is, in fact, a Renaissance man. Gene, thank you for also the number one, one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the galaxy. Gene, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the connection between athletics and leadership. And, you know, one thing I want to point out is a lot of times when people think of leadership being athletics, between athletics, or the connection between athletics and leadership, they think of that in the masculine way. But the truth is, I mean, this everything that we're talking about applies to men and women.
Mm. All you have to do is watch some of these women's basketball teams that are competing for the championship to know that we're not talking just about men.
But look at. I mean, I know lots of women leaders, lots of women business owners who have had collegiate careers in volleyball, softball, basketball, swimming. All those things.
Zaharias, she was probably the greatest athlete America has produced, male or female.
Yeah, and so my point is, folks, is when we talk about these things, and I know earlier we gave a lot of men, example of men, when we talk about athletics, the connection of athletics and leadership, you know, my daughter, on a personal note, my daughter was a collegiate athlete, extraordinaire. And she's a leader in medicine now. And so I consider her experience in athletics to help her in what she's doing. But I want to come back to what I said as we went to the break last time, Gene, and talk about what failure in athletics teaches us about being a better leader when we move on to other things. What do you think about that?
I think it's a terrific point. And I think that one of the lessons you learn in the school of athletics is how to deal with failure. Mm-hmm. You watch a really good athlete. No athlete is perfect, so there are failures. And so you have to learn how to handle failure. Have you ever watched a good basketball player, for example? He'll miss a shot. Mm-hmm. And if he's not well trained, he will dwell on that failure.
Right.
And not get beyond it. So I think there are two important lessons about failure.
Well,
one, if you fail, you learn something from it. And then two, you don't let the past failure mess you up in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things I remind my grandsons about who are playing baseball now is that if you bat 333, you can get in the Hall of Fame. But that also
exactly
means
right.
That also means that two out of three times you didn't get on base.
Yes. Let me give you a quote from Abraham Lincoln about failure. He said, "I have found that when one is embarrassed, the sooner you can quit thinking about it and talking about it and moving on to something else is the thing to do."
Hmm.
Now, I paraphrased that, but that's exactly what he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
so thinking about it, talking about it, and go on to something else.
Well, I'll tell you how when I talk about failure, Gene, when I do it a lot, I spend a lot of time on the show helping people understand and trying to help them gain a healthy relationship with failure. And that's not, you know me well enough to know that that's not my, I don't think about failure all the time. It's just that we're all going to fail. We're all going to come up short at some point in time in different ways. And when I think failure, I'm not talking about thermonuclear meltdown, total bankruptcy, and you know that. I'm just saying things that don't work out like you thought, or a ball game that you lose, or a play that you blow, or a decision that you made that wasn't the right decision. Those are all the examples of failure. That's where you learn your lessons, isn't it?
It is, and could I give you the flip side of that?
Yep.
I think that we do postmortem sometimes on failures. I think that sometimes what we also miss is doing not a postmortem, but a study afterward of success.
Mm-hmm.
I think that often we have just success,
you're right,
and it's lost on us because we don't study why we succeeded so we can repeat it.
Well, you know why we don't? Because we're successful because we're so smart. That's what we think.
Oh, that is right.
Yeah.
But I think that often we attribute our success to maybe the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ought to analyze our successes just as vigorously as we analyze our failures so that we can find what we did that can be repeated.
The best, in my opinion, the people I want to follow are the people who have been successful but who have also known failures. One of my favorite things to do when I have a successful entrepreneur, you know, on the show is I ask them about, we talk about how they were successful, but I also make them tell us where they failed, where they messed up.
Mm.
And you know what? They always have stories about that.
Mm.
Always. PresidentLincoln.com, right, Gene?
That is correct.
Dr. Gene Greisman and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Throwing my money all over this town, and I wouldn't be doggone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.